pumping chambers of the heart.
The aorta is the biggest artery in the body. It travels from the heart to the abdomen and carries blood to other organs and other arteries. Healthy arteries are smooth and elastic, but in a weak one, blood flowing through can cause it to form a bulge. If that bulge tears open, chances of survival are slim. There are few symptoms beforehand, and even with immediate medical treatment, only a small percentage of patients survive. Risk factors include age. Dr. Richard Rubin is the chief cardiologist at Sibley Hospital in Washington.
As we get older, the aorta gets a little more brittle. Forces like high blood pressure and atherosclerotic plaque in the arteries can weaken the wall of the aorta and make it more brittle. And then at some point, if the pressure is excessive, it can rupture.
There are other factors, such as excessive weight or sudden bursts of energy.
But what is especially dangerous is a sudden surge in the pressure. For example, when you're shoveling snow, or if somebody asks you to move a piece of furniture and you give a tremendous exertion, your blood pressure can spike up suddenly, and that can be especially tearing to the wall of the aorta.
Aneurysms can be detected by X-ray or by imaging techniques such as an echocardiogram, an MRI, or a CT scan. That's how Kevin Healy's doctor detected his aneurysm 2 years ago.
He did an echogram and noticed an irregularity in the size of the heart. So he followed that up with a CT scan and found the aneurysm on the aorta.
Doctors repaired Healy's aneurysm, but Dr. Rubin explains that when the aneurysm suddenly bursts, the situation becomes a life or death emergency.
When this happens, you in essence dump the volume of blood in your body, gets dumped into the chest cavity or into the abdominal cavity, and that is a medical emergency. Your blood will leak out, your blood pressure will drop, and then all of the vital organs of the body will not receive the proper amount of blood because it has leaked out through the tear.
Doctors can cut out the aneurysm and replace it with a patch or artificial piece of blood vessel. Some Australian doctors have devised a way to repair an aneurysm without major surgery. Dr. Tony Grabs performs this procedure at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney.
The significant improvement in the design, the technology, has enabled us to undertake this operation really from two small cuts in the groin and also a small cut in the arm to get access onto the artery. So it really is revolutionary and changes the whole way that certainly I think about the treatment of aneurysms.
While age can be a factor, doctors say keeping your cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight within normal limits can help keep your aorta healthy and reduce your chances of having an aneurysm. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
He told me about that you were over here.
I appreciate it.